SKD Entertainment, SKD TV, Studio W Buzz, Global Radio. We come to get you up so you can get down. Come on, come on, come on.
Shake it early this morning. Shake what your mama gave you and all that you bought at Walmart. Yes, sir. Go on and shake it early this morning. Yeah, it's the Get Up to Get Down Morning Show. And our job is to make your day a little brighter and your burdens a little lighter. Uh-huh. And you're rocking and shaking, shaking and rocking with the one and only Pastor Derek the Change Man Smith, SKD Entertainment, SKD TV, and Studio W Buzz Global Radio. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a mighty good question today. Who stole the soul? Yeah. Where did it go? Mm-hmm. I mean, all you hear now is just some stuff that just... It's just melodies and beats and rhythms, but where's the soul? Well, I tell you, I'm bringing it back. Yeah, I'm bringing it back. Gonna drop it in your lap, because we gotta have soul, soul, soul. Yes, sir. Well, I want to say happy Monday morning to you. I hope that you had a great weekend over the weekend. I had an amazing weekend. The weather was so nice. Lord have mercy. Friday was amazing. Saturday was a little melancholy. And but you know, speaking of weather, we are praying for the people in Mississippi, in that region. There was some tornadoes that came through during the middle of the night, and these nocturnal tornadoes actually did quite a bit of damage in that area. And I believe the toll count has been over 20 people, and with several missing. And so we are sending prayers out to all of those people that's in that region, and to anybody else that may be affected, not just in some type of weather trauma in way of those types of storms, but this morning we're praying for those people that are going through financial storms, emotional storms, mental storms, physical storms. Whatever your storm is, I want you to know that God is your umbrella. Yeah, I just want you to understand that even though it may be raining, the wind may be blowing, lightning flashing and the thunder rolling, that Jesus is your umbrella. Yeah. And he won't let you fall. He won't let you drown. The Lord will keep you. He will hold you with his most powerful hand. I promise you that he will. Trust and believe that he will, and watch him show up and show up for you. That's just the type of God that we serve. And if by chance you find yourself in a situation today and it appears that the Lord is not working on your behalf, understand that Romans 8 and 28 says, "For we know that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and are called and are the called according to his purpose." And so therefore, it's important to know that God is Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end, and he knows the way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And so he's going to take you in the best way for you. Sometimes we be wondering, why me? But why not you? Everybody has a cross to bear, and we're all going to bear it. And so I just want you to be encouraged on today. And just know that the storm is passing. Let's go.
Sinking her eyes, mercy. Heard me. Lifted me from the waters. Brought me to safety. Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Through the storm and the rain, I made it.
Oh, oh. How many of y'all can say through the storm and rain, you made it?
I made it.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, I was there sinking her eyes. I had a witness in this house that's been through the storm, been through the wind, been through the rain. Ooh, we
yes,
through heartache and pain, didn't know how I was gonna, get through, but I can tell somebody tonight. Through the storm and the rain, I made it. Yeah, that's the proper response. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody here got that testimony? I made it through.
That's why I worship.
That's why I worship. Yeah. I worship Him. Oh.
That's why I worship.
That's why I lift my hand. If you see me acting a little funny tonight, it's because I got a reason to celebrate all He's done for me. Oh my Lord, I try to keep quiet sometimes, but I found out I got a case of the can't help it. I can't help but give Him glory. I can't help but give Him praise. I can't help but tell Him thank you. Somebody give Him glory tonight. Hallelujah. Yes.
title song was talking about past tense. But I serve a God that is not a one-trick pony. He, what he did back then, he'll do today. Can I get a witness?
Through the coronavirus,
I'll make it. Yeah, yeah. Through this economy, I'll make it.
A strained economy,
I'll make it.
I'll make it.
I wish I had somebody that could rejoice with me.
Through these dark times, I'll
yes, I will go.
Ooh, yeah. I'm not worried about what my future holds, cause I know who holds my future.
Lift up a praise in here for security tonight. Come on, for security tonight. For security tonight. That we're gonna make it. Come on, somebody help me praise him. Cause we're gonna make it tonight. We're gonna make it tonight. We're gonna make it tonight. Some folks was dealing with stuff before the coronavirus even got here. But I want somebody to help me praise him because you're gonna make it tonight.
With the
best music.
Studio Double Buzz Global Radio. Yes, sir. Powerful testimony that I've made it through the storm, and I know that's not just my testimony. I know that so many of you all, and we want to dedicate that song to those, as I first stated, that are dealing with the aftermath of the tornadoes in Mississippi. And as well, I would like to send that song out and this program out to my good friend, Mr. Maurice, Pastor Maurice Yancey. Out in the Tidewater area, they, one of his group members of the, Maurice Yancey and One Accord group, ministry group, Javon Johnson, passed away, this weekend. And so we send prayers to the Quartet community and to, Mr. Johnson's family, friends, and to the quartet industry, as well as to Mr. Maurice, Pastor Maurice Yancey, and the One Accord group. So we send prayers out to them. It is a lot going on in the world today, y'all, and I tell you, every day above ground is a great day, and I've just determined to make it a great day. No matter what the circumstance is, we all have our challenges, we all have our issues, but I want to let you know, you better handle your issues and don't let your issues handle you. Yeah, decree and declare. Do you know who you are? Do you know how powerful you are? You better wake up. Yeah, get up to get down. Yeah, get up to get down and let the enemy know that no matter what you throw at me, the weapon, I see it. I see what you put before me. I see the trap that you set. I heard the rumors that you were telling. But let me tell you something. It won't work. It will not prosper. Because I'm the king's kid. Ooh, that feels good this morning. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Well, again, this is Monday morning, y'all. And we are kicking off a great week. A great week. This is the last stretch of March, y'all. We're about to turn the page to April. It's like in 10 more minutes. We're going to be right there. We're in the kickoff of spring. So this is the shifting season. We're in the middle of a shift, at the beginning of a shift, and I'm excited about what is yet to come. And you should be too. Yeah, you should be excited because great things are coming. I decree and declare that for you over every listener that's under the sound of my voice, that your ladder shall be greater in Jesus' name. Well, I feel like doing a little juking this Monday morning. I feel like we done got off to a good start. We've acknowledged the Lord and reverenced him and testified about the goodness of Jesus. And so now we can do a little juking, y'all. So let's get into it. Come on.
No, when she was at work, I was hanging out every night, driving her car, burning up all her gas. Every time she filled up, 3 days was all it lasts. She was a good woman to me, but I just couldn't see the light. Now she wanna leave me alone, so I gotta start treating her right.
I gotta make a U-turn, I gotta turn around, y'all, 'cause I was going the wrong way. I gotta start all over again. I gotta make a U-turn, I gotta turn around, y'all, 'cause I was going the wrong way. I gotta start all over again. I gotta make a U-turn.
I woke up early this morning, expecting breakfast in bed, but all I got was a kiss on my forehead. I guess she done got tired of the thing that been going on. I gotta make a change before my baby be gone. Lord knows I love her, and I know that she love me too. But if she ever leave me, I just don't know what the hell I'ma do.
I gotta make a U-turn, I gotta turn around, y'all, 'cause I was going the wrong way. I gotta start all over again. I gotta make a U-turn, I gotta turn around, y'all, 'cause I was going the wrong way. I gotta start all over again. I gotta make a U-turn, I gotta turn around, y'all, 'cause I was going the wrong way. I gotta start all over again. I gotta make a U-turn, I gotta turn around, y'all, 'cause I was going the wrong way. I gotta start all over again. I gotta make a U-turn.
Yes, sir. That's the fly guy, y'all. The one and only P2K featuring King George. And I want to say congratulations to both of them. That song in the last 5 months has done 6 million streams. Congratulations, my guys. Man, that's great. That's great stuff right there. And so I love the song. Love the message. Got to make a U-turn. Yeah, sometimes you got to turn around, y'all, because you're headed the wrong way. And that thing has got a spiritual aspect to it. I know they're talking about love and relationships, but I'm telling you, that thing has a lot of meat on that bone right there. Yeah, take a look at what you are headed towards, and it's not too late for you to make a U-turn. It's Pastor Derek the Change Man Smith at the Get Up to Get Down Morning Show. We'll be right back after this.
Memphis, Tennessee, get ready, get ready, get ready. Save the date, July 22nd, 2023. That's right, July 22nd, 2023 is going down in Memphis, Tennessee. Team Rayborn Fan Club for the blues man Gerard Rayborn and the Church Boys celebrating 3 years. That's right, 3 years. And look who's coming to celebrate, Mr. Smoke and the Smoke Band. Jay Hammer. Jay Lake.
I wanna party.
I wanna do it one time for Southern Soul.
Casino.
It's your boy JL.
We can run.
The sweet sounds of soul from Dre Walker.
Ooh, ride this black horse. Ooh, come on and ride. Come on
the and soul ride. Singing pastor, Pastor Derek the Change Man. Smear. And the blues man, Gerard Rayborn, and the Church Boys. You don't want to miss it. July 22nd, 2023. Tickets are $30 in advance and $35 at the door. Call 901-314-4665. That's 901-314-4665. Get your tickets now. Doors open at 6 p.m. Showtime at 7:15. It's a black and white affair. Make sure you have your face in the place. We'll see you there.
All right, all right, all right. Listen up and act accordingly. It is, again, the Get Up to Get Down Morning Show, and we blazing on our first half hour, y'all. So right here, we about to cut it off and end into our second half of the morning. Yeah. And we're going to move in now to something kind of funny, SKF, and we're going to feature this young fella when he was 12 years old. by the name of Lil JJ. He was at the Apollo, y'all. Check the little man out. He talking some noise.
Now I'm gonna cry again. And I want y'all to say, what's wrong, JJ? Alright, y'all got that? Y'all got some beautiful women here. Beautiful women. Especially you. You want to be my babysitter? He done. You laughing. I'm serious. Better quit coming around me like that. You know I'm going through puberty. Just jokes. But I need to talk to y'all grown folks for a minute. Cause y'all always talking about how bad kids are. Talking about kids just ain't the same no more. But in reality, kids act just like grown folks. Kids, grown folks, same thing. Like for example, y'all always telling y'all kids, don't lie to me. Don't you ever lie to me. Y'all be lying to us. We lied about the tooth fairy, Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, the Boogeyman. But y'all tell y'all when y'all really be lying? When y'all really be lying? Is when y'all whooping us. Talking about, I'm whooping you cause I love you. Please. You ain't whooping me cause you love me. You whooping me cause you mad. See? Y'all lie to us, we lie to y'all. And y'all wouldn't be the main ones lying. Like telling your kids that they daddy gone to the army. Knowing he ain't gone to no army. I'm telling you right now, I tell your kids the truth. I be like, have your daddy send you the pictures? He be like, yeah. I be like, did he have on an orange suit? He be like, yeah. I be like, was he on the pole like this? He be like, yeah. I be like, dude, your dad ain't gone to no army. Your daddy right down there in Rikers Island. Your mama lied to you, boy. And what about these telephone calls? Y'all always getting on your kids talking about, why you didn't answer the phone when your principal called, boy? Why you didn't answer the phone when your teacher called? Y'all don't answer the phone when the bill collector called. It will beat us down if we pick up the phone. Y'all don't answer the phone when the bill collector called. We don't answer the phone when the teacher called. Kids, grown folks, same thing. Before I get off this stage, I wanted to say this poem that I wrote to my girlfriend. She was mad at me, but she'll get over it. It's called, We Got to Break Up. Cause I got a crush on your mama. Hope y'all like it. Roses are red, violets are blue. I got a crush on your mama, so I got to break up with you. So please don't cry. Just try to understand. Cause see, when I'm around you, I feel like a boy. But when I'm around your mama, I feel like a grown man. See, with you, all we can do is talk on the phone and dream about having fun. But with your mama, see, she can take me to the mall and buy me some of them new Air Force Ones. See, your mom can cook real good, but you can't. See, your mom gonna make a down payment on that brand new Cadillac, and you ain't. See, me and you together, we both broke, but your mama, oh, she got money in the bank. And when we ride down the street in that brand new Caddy, if you want something from me, you can't call me JJ no more. You got to call me Daddy.
Give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up, y'all. The one and only Lil JJ, SKF, presented by SKD. Something kind of fun. Yes, sir. All right. Let's get ready for our next comedian, y'all. Let's get ready for our next one. You probably seen him on TikTok with his character Derek and Derek's friends that's always trying to get him to understand some reality. Seems like Derek just can't get it. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the one and only Mr. Jason Banks.
Y'all make me feel like I'm somebody. I like that. Off rip, I'm a friendly comedian. I don't make fun of the crowd. Reason being, I can't fight. I wasn't a fighter growing up, man. I was a thief growing up. I like to steal shit. That was my thing, you know. I actually been arrested for stealing. Now it's hard to get a job because that's a crime you must list on your application. How dumb do I look going to Walmart, filling out an application, putting down I'm a felon. I like to steal. Now they're looking at me like, what can you do for our company? I'm looking at them like, I just want to work the register for like 5 minutes. And then I'll be on my way, right? Because of my felonies, I had to take whatever job I could get. I worked at a haunted house for a day. Why only a day? Because I'm scared of haunted houses. And now that I'm 36, I understand it was people dressed up in costumes. But back when I was 33, you couldn't tell me. You know how scared I was? I was terrified. Day one, they dressed me up like a werewolf. They'd say, sir, go down the hallway, go in the second door on the left. That's your station. Just jump out and scare people. I walked down the hallway. I walked in the second door on my left. I walked right back out. I said, ma'am, there are vampires in there. I can't be in there around vampires. I'm not comfortable. A couple comes around the corner. Girl sees me. She freaks out. She's like, Greg, hold me. Greg, hold both of us. There are vampires in there. And I'm not comfortable. I'm not. I'm scared of everything my kids are scared of. The other day, my son and I watched a scary movie. 3 o'clock in the morning, he runs up to my room, jumps in my bed, tries to hide under my covers. I was already there. I told him, this is my hiding spot. Get your own hiding spot. You gonna get us killed, yeah? He called my mom at 3 o'clock in the morning. He said, Grandma, I wanna come stay with you. Put your dad on the phone. Hello? What's going on? We wanna come stay with you if it's cool. We're not comfortable. He's scared of everything. Every night he comes to my room. Hey dad, there's a monster under my bed. Now I gotta go up to his room, look under the bed, show him there's no monster, go to sleep. Next night, hey dad, there's a ghost under my bed. Now I gotta go back to his room, look under the bed, show him there's no ghost, tell him go to sleep. Next night, hey dad, there's a vampire under my bed. I left, I told him I ain't comfortable around vampires. This is between you and that vampire. This ain't got to do with me. Call grandma again, see if we can go over there. Yo, Chicago, you cool as my name is Jason Banks. I appreciate it.
SKD Entertainment. Something kind of big.
More comedy coming your way. This guy's from a small town in Florida, but I got a big heart. Make some noise for Dayville Taylor!
What's up? Thank you. Thank you. I just moved here to LA, man, and I noticed it's kind of crazy out here. I noticed everybody's on this whole health kick, you know. I noticed this because I was walking down the street and I saw this homeless dude. He had a sign. It said, "Hungry, please help." And I had some little leftover chicken, so I gave it to him. He said, "I'm sorry, I can't accept this." I say, "Why?" He said, "I'm a vegetarian." He's like, "Brother, you need to reconsider your life choices. You need to be an anitarian, bro." I ain't never been homeless, but I grew up broke. You know what I'm saying? I grew up poor, so I know you got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? How many people grew up poor? Dude, I was so poor, we used to have that drawer full of ketchup and napkins from McDonald's. Poor people live by a different creed. We make things happen. You understand what I'm saying? You ask a rich person what this is right here. That thing, one track mind. Looks like a grocery bag. Every poor person in here know this is a garbage can. You know how to improvise. If it's raining outside, it's an umbrella. Put a sandwich in it, it's your lunch box. Put your gym clothes in it, that's your gym bag. I saw my mama use it one time as a shower cap. Once the groceries come out, this is no longer a grocery bag.
Crazy, man. I grew up poor, man. And I carried on some of my broke ways. Like, you know, that's why I like to date poor girls.
You know what I'm saying? I like to date poor girls because they easy to impress. You know what I'm saying? You ain't really got to do a whole lot. You know, I impressed this one girl. I knew it was going to be easy because I got to the gas station, fellas, and I put my little pump on that hook. You know what I'm talking about? And I walked away from the pump. She was like, "Oh, Pauline, you just going to walk away from the pump? You must have money." I'm like, "You ain't never seen nobody fill they take up." She talking about, "Not these days, not these days. We in a concession." Like, ain't that where you get nachos?
Anyway, we married now. That's all my time, y'all. I'm Dave Bell.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all might as well come on. Y'all know I didn't come to play with you. Come on. Where the wrong folks at? If the wrong folks in the building, let me hear you holler tonight. Make some noise.
Just to chill and have a real good time. sure. Wanna be with the classy and sophisticated, those that's mature. So miss me with the drama. I came here to holler. Gonna get on the dance floor and pop my collar. I want to have a good time with some grown folks. Oh yeah. I did with some grown folks. I didn't come for no mess tonight.
Wanna relax and unwind.
Oh, we, yeah.
With some grown folks.
Uh-huh.
So in the party, let's get it started, cause it ain't no need to wait. So all of y'all that's on the wall, come on and participate. Get that electric slide, that cute shuffle, you can do the two-step. Hey everybody, it's the one and only Pastor Derek the Changeman Smith, and I want to welcome you to the Winner Circle, where either we win or we learn. There are many options on the table, but failure isn't one of them. So let's identify the winner inside of you today. Come on in the circle. People often say, when you know better, you'll do better. But I debate that theory. You see, information doesn't bring forth transformation. Only application of information brings forth transformation. It's very important that as you know better, that you do better. But here's the caveat. In order to accomplish this, you must know that it is going to be quite difficult. It's going to require tremendous sacrifice and a regimen full of discipline. However, the reward is definitely worth it. Remember, change ain't change till you change.
With the Holy Ghost. I be full of the Holy Ghost till I get in traffic. And then the devil come in. I'm telling y'all, but the Lord is keeping me day by day. I grew up in a home where my parents were strict Baptists, but they did have some Pentecostal traits. Like when they would lay hands on me. Oh, not on my head for deliverance or healing. They laid them on my backside. And the church said amen. Yes, Lord, I'm telling you, we got so many whoopings, man, I thought I had been wounded for my transgressions. Bruised for my iniquities. I thought the chastisement for my peace had been laid upon me. And I'm telling y'all, by them stripes, I was healed. Places I used to go, I didn't go no more. Things I used to do, I didn't do no more, y'all. I had a new walk and a new talk. I'm serious, man. My parents get through whooping me, I start singing songs like this. Oh, he touched me. Yes, Lord, man. We got them whippings, y'all. I thank God for them now, I think. Look at somebody say, now I thank God. Hallelujah. I was like, where was certain songs when I was a little kid that could have helped me out? My mother, you know how your mother talked to you before she get ready to give you that whooping? Like you gonna have an option, like to talk and go make a difference? I'm telling you, man, my mother said, well, what do you think I should do? And I said, man, wouldn't it have been great if I could have thought of this song? This song had been out when I was a kid. She said, boy, why shouldn't I whoop you? Give me one good reason. I could have said, Mom, we fall down, but we get up. We fall down. She said, that ain't good enough. That ain't good enough. You got to give me another reason. Well, because I'm going to whoop you. I'm going to whoop you. You better say something. And then I could have just backed up and said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Yes, Lord. I'm telling you, even before Kirk Franklin stole some stuff from my mama. Because I'm telling you, some of the stuff he's saying, my mama was saying back in the day. I'm saying we used to be out in the open. Remember, I had the old-time parents, man. They whoop you wherever the offense took place. If you acted up in the store, that's where you got it. Acted up in church, right in there with the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, man, we used to be walking through the store, man, we do something wrong. My mama coming to me just like Kirk Franklin. She said, do you want another whooping? I said, do you want another whooping? I was like, no. I don't want another whooping. See, man, we got so many whippings. Man, we got as many whippings as we did meals. We eat our breakfast, we got a whooping. We ate our lunch, we got another whooping. We ate our dinner, we got another whooping. Y'all, we didn't want no snacks. I'm telling you, I started fasting at the age of 3. Believing God for my breakthrough. Now, I told you I was Baptist, so I learned some things in church. Because I remember in the Baptist church, when the preachers would preach, they'd be preaching. Sometimes I didn't know what they were saying, but they'd be preaching. And while they'd be preaching, they would sound like they was also having an asthma attack. I'm saying they'd be like, yeah. Oh, Lord, can I get some help from the musicians? And they'd be going on, man, and like that. And then they said, I'm getting ready to close. 15 minutes go by, they be like, I'm getting ready to close. About an hour later, be like, oh, I'm getting ready to close. Yes, I am. Yes. And how many of y'all know, I don't care how good the message is, after a certain time, the people of God want the preacher to be like Pharaoh and let God's people go. Y'all know black people, they just walk right out, just put that little finger, just going out to the car. But I got to get ready to close, y'all, because we got so much wonderful stuff happening today. I'm telling you, we going to be blessed. Look at somebody just telling me right now, so, ooh, you about to be blessed, man. Just like Bishop said, we about to be blessed. Can I do some impersonation before I go to my... Man, what if Bernie Mac got saved and started a church? Ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Bernie Mac. I want to talk to you just for a couple of seconds. Show you some good out the book. Top 3 people say, don't let the devil take your milk and cookies. Man, he preached so good. He preached so good. He gave an altar call. Guess who come down and get saved? Mike Tyson. Pastor Bernie be like, son, your face look familiar. Talk to her. Tell her your name. Mike Tyson be like, well, first of all, I just want the Lord to save me. I want him to sanctify me, fill me with the presence of the Holy Ghost. And I want him to deliver me from all my fears and help me stop biting off people's ears. Just pray my strength in the Lord. Y'all, how many of y'all like Bishop T.D. Jakes? Y'all like? I know your bishop here. They good friends. Y'all, can give me some mega fest chords, just rolling chords. It's not just what Bishop T.D. Jakes says, it's what he does. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you now the Bishop T.D. Jakes wall. Give me some chords. Come on, give it to me, fella. Just drums. Everybody. Just give it to me. We at mega fest, y'all. Come on. Just give me them rolling chords. Give me them thundering chords. Yeah. Bishop T.D. Jakes. Marvin Wines can make anything sound good. Marvin Wines can sing his ABCs and you get full of the Holy Ghost. Marvin Wines be like, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, C, U, V, W, X, Why am there zeal? Now I've said my What you think of me, yeah. My name is Broderick Rice. I'm so glad to be here. Remember, laughter is good medicine. So make sure you get your daily dose.
Is bad.
We can help.
I co-signed for a car for my daughter and she lost it.
We can help.
I don't get paid with a pay stub.
We can help.
How?
Our finance program is called Jumpstart. It is dedicated to those that may have some bumps and bruises in the past. However, but have a strong desire to renew, rebuild, and restore faith in your name.
But I bet you gonna have me in a car for 22 years trying to pay for it, won't you?
The Jumpstart program is ideal for rebuilding credit. The loans are short, the interest is low, and the payments are always affordable.
But what if I want something very specific and you don't have it? Then what, Mr. Good Two Shoes?
Midtown Auto Connection specializes in orders. Tell us exactly what you want, and we'll go out and get it for you. So don't delay. Call today, 434-234-8131. Again, that's 434-234-8131. Or hit us up on Facebook or any social media platform. Midtown Auto Connection, your connection to cars and credit. Come get your cars.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the clock on the wall said that's all. I want to thank you so much for hanging in with us on this SKF, SKD, something kind of funny Monday on the Get Up to Get Down Morning Show. SKD Entertainment, SKD TV, Studio W Buzz Global Radio. I'm so, so, so thankful for you. Listen, I want to let you know that today is your day. Make it a great day. And remember, change ain't change till you change. We'll see you tomorrow.
This has been an SKD Entertainment production. All copyrights reserved.